You know, life is crazy. I know a lot of people out there have suffered from a lot of disappointments, a lot of setbacks. Most of y'all probably even cried. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. Like, about a day ago, so I cried in the car for about an hour, yo. An hour? I've cried. Yes, I've cried. Which I know some people don't feel comfortable saying, but I will. I was in the car. I was crying. Because that's the only outlet at the time that I had. And when you're going through so much in life on your journey, you have to have an outlet. And, you know, sometimes it can be the gym. Talking to yourself. Should I do that? I do all of it. Going to the gym, talking to myself. I cried. I haven't cried in, like, I must have cried so much between 2020 and 21. Than I ever cried my whole entire life. You know, I don't even think people ever seen me cry, ever, in my life. I think that's something I've always done for myself. And when you're out here in this big world and you're facing with these challenges in your life and you're trying to, like, really make an honest living, just know whatever your dreams that you have for yourself, keep going. And I say that to say that because I could have stopped a long time ago of everything I wanted to do. But I feel and desire in my heart, just as well in you guys' heart, that it is destined for you to do something for yourself. You have a power that you haven't unlocked yet, that you are holding back because you may feel that a part of you feels like you want to, and then a part of you feels like you don't. I feel like everybody out there should bet on themselves, whatever they want to do. When you was a kid, when you was growing up, they always asked you, what do you want to be? I want to be an astronaut. I want to be an actor. And at some point, has life has gotten to where it's at, you lost track of what you wanted. Something happened. Maybe some traumatizing situation happened for yourself where you took a derail and you felt like, I'm not going to go that route. You got to ask yourself, what was it that made me not feel like I should pursue something that I feel? Because if it's inside of you and it's bothering you, I say pursue it. I think that when you stop pursuing your dream and you stop watering it to make it grow, by law of physics, it's not going to grow. But if you keep watering it and you keep watering whatever it is that you want, eventually it's going to grow. The more time you spend with something, it's going to grow. But if you neglect it, it won't. And I feel like we always neglect things because we'll say, oh, I got bills to pay. I got things that we have to do. Yeah, that's true. I don't knock anybody for a job or a 9-to-5 or whatever they got going on for themselves. I understand we all got to make an honest living out there and make things happen. But let me tell y'all something. One day, I was 17 years old. And I was working at this restaurant, and I was a busboy. And I was outside, I was on break. And this car pulls up. It's nice, it was like a, it was like this, it was a Audi. It was nice, it was clean, I was young. It was floating when it pulled up, the guy got out the car. I was like, man, I wish I had one of them. He looked at me, he said, why can't you? I paused for a minute and looked at him. I never heard that from anybody. Because you know why? Because we live in an environment where we're subjective to make ourselves feel like we can't get something. We always bet against each other, against ourselves instead of being for ourselves. We always bet against ourselves instead of for ourselves. Pete, what I just said. We always bet against ourselves instead of for ourselves. Because I don't hear nobody say that, you know? And he said, why can't you? And I looked at him and I was like, and he looked me in the face. He was like, listen, anything you want that you desire, that you feel as though you're worthy of, you'll get it. Just work hard. And he pat me on the back and he went inside the restaurant. It changed me forever. Because I don't hear that from nobody, you know, in my lifetime, like, the things that I want. You know, you get the old, like, go to school, go to college, you get things you want. It's like, sometimes that's not always the formula, man. That can't always be the blueprint plan. Like, somebody in their right mind was like, okay, this is what we're going to do for human society. Make them go to school, put them in college, make them get a job making this much amount of money, and then have them pay off their house in about 30, 40 years when they damn near 70, about to die, and then that's it. No. Excuse me. That's not life. And I feel like it's everybody out there that has a desire to something that they want to do. Now, you look at yourself and you have to realize that it can happen. It can really, really happen. But it's going to take you, the individual, to understand that. I mean, I remember a time when I was young. I was about like 10 years old, man. This is real crazy. I was like 10 years old. I don't even know if I remember saying this in any of my podcasts, but if I did, I can always rehash the story and tell y'all. Y'all my folks. So I remember, man, my grandma was like, we going somewhere. So I said, cool. So I put my jacket on. I goes to this facility. And this white lady was there. And she said, Miss Williams, I'll take him from here. She's like, okay, I'll be in the room. I'm like, what is this? I knew who this white lady was. I knew what was going on. Because I'm a child, you know. Your curiosity is like, what the fuck is this? So they put me in this room with, like, toys and shit in there and all like that. And this white lady. So she told me to have a seat. And she would just start asking me these questions and these random things, like, okay, do this, do that, put your arms up, put them down, just weird-ass shit. So I'm in there, so she's asking me questions. Now, I'm tired because I don't know why I'm there. I'm very less disinterested with what this lady has to offer. I'm not really focused on it. We was just up till, like, 11 o'clock doing homework, you know, at 10 years old. I'm tired. I'm not in school. And I remember when it was all said and done, we left, whatever. And they told my grandmother that I was below average, that I wasn't retaining as much information and that I wasn't capable of learning like the rest of the kids. And that it was wise for her to put me in a special education class. Well, my grandma told me that, you know, they feel like you're not like the other kids. But my question was, well, what's the other kids like? Because I didn't know I was supposed to be like everybody else, was my answer. My question. How I'm supposed to be like everybody else. I mean, we were all made differently, you know, shapes, sizes, and everything. So my grandmother fought for me to stay in the regular class, which I did well and I succeeded. And my grandma asked me, she was like, well, what happened? And I told her, I said, well, you never told me why I was there. What was the situation? I mean, you dropped me off with this white lady. I don't know what's going on. Like, in my mind, I'm on defensive mode. I'm not in learning mode. I don't know what's going on, you know? And that lady told her that. But I feel like, you know, if y'all have any kids out there or anybody, whether you have kids or whether somebody told you something or about your kids or about yourself, don't believe that. It's not true. There's no such thing. As years went on in my lifetime, I made honors. I've spoken in my class. I was like, you know, a head speaker in my class. I achieved a lot of goals in high school. But if I was to set up there and believe that teacher, I would have stunted my growth. And a lot of us out here, we stunt our growth to what people may tell us about ourselves. That is not true. You can't let somebody define who you are. I think Les Brown said it that says, someone's opinion of you is not your reality. I think I said that before somewhere, but that was a famous quote by Les Brown. And that's the honest truth, because they even say that he was retarded. And, well, not retarded. Well, and he said in one of his interviews or in one of his speeches that they said he was retarded. He was the dumb, the slow one, whatever the case may be. But he turned out to be this great, sensational, motivational speaker, which... he spoke all around the world. He's one of the top motivational speakers in the world. And it's kind of like, wow. So I tell y'all to tell you, if you're out there, don't let things around you make you feel like you can't do something that you want to do. And what I'm trying to get the point is that the environment that you're around, don't let them stunt your growth. You can't. If you see yourself... far and way in between doing something better than where you're at and what somebody else is doing, then you go for it. I'd rather you bet on yourself than bet you going to that 9 to 5 in the morning knowing that you're not going to be happy and that you're going to be doing this day in and day out. Can you really see yourself? Some people, I'm talking about for the 1% that understand me. Do you really see yourself doing that? Now, I'm not knocking nobody doing the job. Some people love what they do. Some people, it really... that's it. That's their mindset, is that they're good for that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking about the ones that want way more than where they're at. What does job mean? Just over broke. And it's okay. Maybe some jobs are not like that. But why not invest in yourself? Why not go out there and do it yourself? I mean, shit. You might as well work hard for it, you know, get a reward from it. Don't let nobody stunt your growth. I could have took that, what that lady said, or what that my grandma said at that time, and I could have really felt that way about myself. But something in me, a power in me, told me that's not possible. Because years later, as I grew up, people are like, did you go to college? No, I didn't go to college. Oh, it sounds like you go to college. It sounds like you went to college. I'm like, how do I sound like I go to college? Like, how does that... who? And that's the part where I never understood that programming. There's no such thing. Just because I speak well or a person may speak or hold themselves at a stature, you can't say that all come from college. Because there's some people that went to college. I feel like, damn, you went to college? And it's not saying nothing wrong with them. It's just... huh? You know what I mean? But I really, really want you guys to, like, really follow your passion. Work hard for it. Go for it. Because I don't know if I told you. I must have told you a billion times, man. One day you're going to die. I know there's some fucked up shit the way I got to say it, but it's the honest truth. Like, I'd rather die knowing that I had full potential and did everything possible to do the things that I want to do and then not do the things that I should have been doing, that I wanted to do. You're going to die one day, okay? It's going to happen, all right? So why are you here on this earth? Why are you here? Let's make the best of it and have fun and do what you need to do. Because guess what? It's a lot of things that's not going to be in your control. And don't sweat the small shit. You just can't, yo. Some things are just not destined for you. If I had told you the amount of disappointments, setbacks, cries, things that happened in my life, you'd probably be looking at me like, yo, really? And I don't even tell people half the time, half the things that I've endured or went through, because it doesn't matter right now. I'd say that for another time. But with the person that's out there that's listening with your headphones on, it's a greater light for you guys. And I want you to know that. If you lost your job, maybe that's a sign for you. Maybe that's a sign for you. If it's a promotion that's your job, take it. If it's a business you want to start, do it. Just do it. Who cares if nobody don't like it? So what? You know, we glorify the things that are violence and gossip and all like that. And if you got a plan or an idea that's going to change the world, that's going to make the world maybe just a tad bit better than what it is, and maybe just in your community or maybe in your family or whatever it is, do it. That's where ideas were created. Somebody, you know, like the inventions that we have and things that we see all came from an idea that changed the world. So you have a brain. Use it. Use it. And embrace all of it. Embrace the whatever anybody's got to say about you. Take it all in and be happy that it's all coming. You are about to change your life with it. You know, when you get to a point where you don't care about what anybody, like, I don't give a shit what nobody got to say. I'm doing this for me and mine and people around me that see the vision. Then that's when you clearly know you are way far ahead of everybody. But the minute you slow down and start caring about what people got to say, it's the minute you slow up. And the people that don't really care that what's going on, that just slowed up or whatever, they ain't think of the idea. They don't have the time and effort to do it. I wouldn't even worry about them because they don't have the mindset probably for it. But when you detach yourself from what everybody think is reality and you think outside the box and you want to do what you need to do, I promise you, man, things will unravel and change. I've been doing my podcast since 2018. It's 2021. I have not stopped. I didn't see people start their podcasts in 2019 and they flourished. I didn't see people start their podcasts in 2020 and they skyrocketed. But guess what? That is okay for me because guess what? Mine is a fine wine. I always tell people that about my podcast. A fine wine with acquired taste. You know, soon as the older it is, the better it gets. And that's what my podcast is about. I am undefeated in this realm. I am the one. My podcast is the best in the world. And I will always say that. Whoever doesn't feel the way, I wouldn't even care. Because it's the truth. It's my truth. And your truth to what you want to do is the same thing. So whatever you got going on, you should be saying that shit is the best in the world. Why wouldn't it be? 7 billion people on this earth. There's a lot of people that got a lot of good things on this earth that we haven't even probably seen or touched. But let those ideas flourish and grow. Let your ideas grow. Just keep watering it every day. Focusing on it every day. Give it attention every day. Whether it be 10, 20 minutes, an hour. Do what you need to do to unravel your greatness and unlock your potential. And know that you're here with... I always say you have everything around you to make shit happen. You have your ability to see. You have your arms, you have your legs, you have your health, you have everything. And you got you. You got you. Just do it. Be wise. And take care of yourself. And I promise you, it will all happen. I promise you. It will be... You know, when you do success, you know, it's funny. You get those joyful cries. You ever see, like, them joyful cries from people? Because they believed in themselves and it didn't matter. And I want y'all to do the same thing. Because it's important. You owe it to yourself. Forget everybody else. You owe it to yourself. And if you got any children, they're looking up to you and they're watching you. If you want more for yourself, go and get it. Go and get it. Bust through them walls, them barriers, and just make it happen. I can't tell you if it's going to be easy or not. And I can't tell you if it's going to be hard. But I can promise you, if you put the amount of effort in, I promise you over time, you will see results and you will be happy you invested in yourself instead of somebody else's time for 8 hours a day. And that is important. I always tell people, would you rather spend the rest of your life working with somebody, knowing shit that you want, that you can't get? Or would you rather put the time in and work maybe 1 to 2 to 3 years, 4, maybe 5, and get the things that you was well deserving of? Pick one. pick one. So, on that note, me leaving tonight or today, whenever y'all listen to this podcast, I always say one thing. To always, always love yourself. I'm out.